I have to say, it's one of the most compelling set of witnesses, firsthand witnesses, especially the first two, to the president's state of mind, his movements, his actions, and his reactions in the hours before the assault on the Capitol, and then, of course, on the day of January 6th. There can't be anybody more close to the situation than his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who was with Donald Trump as he spoke at the Ellipse on that morning before then President Trump urged his followers to, quote unquote, fight like hell and march up Pennsylvania Avenue towards the Capitol, fight for their country. Mark Meadows was also with the president, as was Dan Scavino, on January 6th in the afternoon as the storming of the Capitol turned violent and the president grew concerned about how this would look for him and also was being basically badgered by his staff to do something, badgered by Republican lawmakers in phone calls to do something to call off the dogs, to get his supporters to leave the Capitol.
One of those Republicans that you mentioned badgering the president to call off his supporters was Kevin McCarthy, but he's not in this list. What's the likelihood that the House committee will subpoena Kevin McCarthy?
It's possible, but in a way, I think the committee's been quite clever here because members of Congress have a nice special veil around what they do and what they say, the speech or debate clause. And the committee could get bogged down in that legal battle over whether or not they can seek the testimony of a member of Congress. It could take literally months. And there is precedent in the past in an investigation, a federal investigation, where it took years to seek the testimony and firsthand account of a lawmaker engaged in the process of making laws. So I think this is actually a way to get the information from the people who were talking to Kevin McCarthy, the people who were listening in on those calls or aware of his conversations with the president. It gets to the heart of the matter more quickly. Now, to your question, we don't know how hard Meadows and Scavino, the president's former social media chief, will also legally throw up barriers to their testimony and fight this. We'll see very soon.
You mentioned Meadows and Scavino and their significance. Not to take anything away from that, but are you at all impressed that Steve Bannon is on this list? And do you agree there's a certain explosive nature to any potential testimony from him, or do you find that less significant?
Well, in our book, we focus so much on who was basically at the shoulder of the president on January 6th. And those people were Dan Scavino and Mark Meadows. Now, there's no question that Steve Bannon was giving, outsized advice and influence to then President Donald Trump. But it's a little harder to sort of chart exactly his connections with the president on that day and the days leading up to it. I think it's fascinating to find out what he has to say. It's just an area where I feel that it's a little more murky about the degree to which the president was in contact with Bannon.